It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
In an interview with Jamila Jamil, Sam Smith came out as genderqueer and non-binary. He said, "I've always been very free in terms of thinking about sexuality. I've tried to change that into my thoughts on gender because we don't identify in a gender. You are a mixture of all these different things. You are your own special creation. That is how I take it. I'm not a male or female. I think I float somewhere in between, somewhere on the spectrum." He actually ended up revealing that when he was 12, he had his breasts removed.
I had breasts.
Yeah.
I fully had breasts. And I had liposuction. I was 12 years old. Had liposuction, day operation. And that was a big thing. At the time, yeah. I think I was very happy about it. It didn't really change anything. I think I put the weight back on in like 2 weeks because I hadn't figured out my relationship with food. It didn't really change anything. But being 12 years old and having liposuction on your chest is quite a big deal.
He also said that he feels male or female depending on the situation and that he's questioned whether or not he'd want a sex change.
I do think like a woman sometimes in my head, and I've sometimes sat there and questioned, do I want a sex change? And it's something that I still think about, like, do I want to? But I don't think it is. When I saw the word non-binary, genderqueer, and I read into it and I heard these people speaking, I was like, that is me.
Mama June Shannon and her boyfriend were busted last week for drug possession following a domestic dispute. Shannon, the mother of Alana Honey Boo Boo Thompson, was arrested on suspicion of felony possession of a controlled substance and drug paraphernalia at an Alabama gas station with her boyfriend, who was also charged with the same things, plus domestic violence. Details about what drew police to the gas station were not released. I don't know if this is true, but rumor is that it was crack cocaine. This guy that she's been dating has a lengthy criminal history that includes arrests for theft, burglary, and criminal damage to property. They've been dating for 3 years. Of course, she's best known for Here Comes Honey Boo Boo, the reality series. At one point, she weighed 460 pounds but lost 300 pounds and slimmed down to a size 4 after undergoing gastric sleeve surgery, but could be the crack diet now that she's been arrested for these drugs. The reality TV show was canceled after 4 seasons when it was revealed that her then-boyfriend had served 10 years in prison for molesting one of her other daughters. So she clearly dates winners. Shannon and her current boyfriend appear in the spinoff series called Mama June from Hot to Not, which actually just premiered on Friday, the third season of that. Kyle Massey is being sued by a 13-year-old girl. If you don't remember who that is, he is the little brother from That's So Raven. This 13-year-old girl says that for years he's been sending her sexually explicit messages. The lawsuit claims that That's So Raven actor sent the girl texts, images, and videos that included suggestive content. The girl and her mom met Massey in 2009 when she was only 4 years old. He kind of asked her mom to let them stay in touch over all these years. They've been in contact. He claimed that he wanted to assist her with starting her career in the industry, but obviously, it's definitely weird when there's a grown man trying to, like, hang out and communicate with a small child like that. Always fishy. So we'll see what other details come out about that case. And I thought this was interesting. WhatsApp co-founder, the WhatsApp co-founder is warning people to delete Facebook now. Brian Acton spoke to an undergraduate class at his alma mater, Stanford, last week and told them to delete Facebook. He criticized Mark Zuckerberg of abusing users' privacy by allowing ads on the social media networking site. And he's actually sold WhatsApp, which I didn't know, to Facebook for $19 billion. So I don't know why, if he like technically isn't the owner anymore, why he cares. Maybe that means he's got some credibility to saying this, or maybe, Liv, you brought up that maybe he just didn't get the deal he wanted.
Yeah, maybe he's mad at Mark Zuckerberg because the deal didn't go through how he was planning on it. So now he wants to, like, get back at him.
I've always had conspiracy theories about Facebook and what it's really doing in our lives and meddling with and all that. So I tend to side with this dude, I think. That's the garbage.